This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. And Steve, before we get out of here, we had a couple of, couple more would you rathers. Would you rather wear socks or a hat during sex, during intimacy? Which one? Socks or a hat? A hat.
I'm wearing that hat. I'm wearing that hat. I'm putting that hat on.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm gonna be clowning
a
in that
hat.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear the hat too. I'm with Tommy. I'm gonna wear a hat.
Why not socks though?
Junior, we strongly suggest you wear a hat.
I knew it. I told you.
Every day. Every day.
I knew.
Every day, Junior.
No, you say you what? You strongly suggest.
I strongly suggest you wear a hat, cuz.
Yeah. Okay. No, not socks.
The sweat that can come off your forehead starts from way back. And by the time that sweat rolls to the front of your head and drop down, it'll be at such a high speed, you might hurt that guy.
Put the hat on, Junior.
All right.
Where's these BBs coming from? These are small drops of sweat. I'm sorry, they just traveled so far to get to you.
All right, I think this is the last one. Would you rather date someone who smells like cigarettes or date someone who smells like onions all the time? So cigarettes or onions?
Yeah, I can't do them.
Give
me the onions.
I can't do them onions.
Yeah.
I cannot.
So cigarettes? Cigarette breath?
Them onions is in your breath. Them cigarettes in your clothes. We can change clothes. You can't bring them onions over here to every day.
Boy, ain't nothing like some sauteed onion, boy. She smell like some sauteed onion. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
all right, guys.
Why, is they
all
red right. onions or white onions, Sherry? What onions is
Vidalia onions or scallions? What are we talking here?
I never knew what a scallion was. I just knew it was an onion.
Okay. Yeah. That's about it. That's it. As far as would-you-rathers go. Steve?
Well, you know what? We were talking earlier about friendship. You know, it's I really appreciate some of the true friends that I have. Mm-hmm. True friendship is really hard to find. And the older you get, the smaller the group becomes. Because you understand... And, eventually, as you get up in this age, you start to losing people. I want to say that I lost a guy that I considered a friend recently out of Louisville, Kentucky, Junior Bridgman. Junior Bridgman passed away, man. And that hit me so hard the other day on the set because I was going out to do the last show. And his guy, Charles, had texted me earlier. Said, call me 911, his right-hand man, Charles Alexander. But I was on the set, so I didn't respond. And then I texted him, and I said, I saw an article that Junior passed out. And then his next text was, I didn't get it, because he texted I was on set. And I went down to the set, and then my assistant came up and said, hey, man, Junior Bridgman died today. And it broke my heart, and we had to hold off on the show because I had to go outside and get myself together, man. Junior Bridgman out of Louisville, Kentucky, used to play for the Milwaukee Bucks, was one of the greatest men I've ever met in terms of being a Christian, in terms of being a husband, in terms of being a father. And then he happened to be a great businessman. But I had never seen that combination in a man before. Hardly ever. There's usually something flawed in a person. And I'm not saying he was perfect. But Junior Bridgman out of Louisville, Kentucky, was one of the best men I had ever met. And sitting at his house, meeting his children, meeting his wife. I went to the Kentucky Derby for him. This man right here was a pillar in the community. And I'm not using cliches. Junior Bridgman was just a great human being out of Louisville, Kentucky. And black people, you don't know what you lost. But he did so many things in terms of black people in franchising restaurants. He was started off as a great franchisee. This dude was major. He ended up buying Coca-Cola. He was in the bids to buy the Timberwolves, the Panthers, the football team. He was always in the running for something. He was up for buying Ebony Magazine. He was a bid in for BET. This dude was brilliant. Junior Bridgman was one of the kindest, finest men I've ever met in all my dealings of business, in all of it. I never met a single soul that was better at all those things than Junior Bridgman in Louisville, Kentucky. And I'm telling you right now, man, this dude was special. We lost somebody, man, with that one. Junior Bridgman, hands down, best man, one of the best men I've ever met of all the people I've met in my life. I will tell you right now, Junior Bridgman was up there in the top three. And I done met some good people, but Junior Bridgman was about it, man. Our condolences go out to his family, his beautiful wife, his sons, to Charles Alexander, his right-hand man, to the city of Louisville, to Louisville University, to the Milwaukee Buck family, everybody. Because I'm telling you flat out, you really can't find nobody say something bad about Junior Bridge. I've never heard it. That dude was about as good a person, noble and honest.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.